Hi.
Hey, Marina. Okay, that's much better. Sorry, my cell phone only goes into my one ear, and then my headset goes over both, so I can hear you better.
Awesome.
Okay, so here is kind of the deal. So I already spoke with – we're pretty firm on that it's going to be the Radiant, you think?
Yeah. I mean, she's pretty excited about it. She's not scoffing at the number.
Okay.
She just wants to, like, see that size on her hand.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, why don't I just get in a couple lab grown of both an oval and a radiant, 4-carat, similar specs to the two that got sent to us from RDI.
Yeah.
And she was like, I was like, but they only said they'd hold it for a couple of days. And that's when she was like, can I send some money to get them to hold it a little longer?
Yeah,
so can
absolutely. So I can't, okay. So I chatted with, so everybody in my office knows about this project at this point. I've talked about it so much. But so as far as me getting the diamond out to you, when I sent you the OA forms, the social or the social security number part was left blank. So just for liability reasons, finance asked that this would be a wire transaction anywho.
Okay.
The diamond is still, give me one second. Is the radiant. I still got it. Give me one second here. Boom and boom. Yes. Okay. So I still have the diamond.
Okay.
The FVS2. So, yes, I can send this to you, and I would like for you to hold on to it for a week if needed. As far as the wiring goes, I know you mentioned wiring like half or like 50K or something like that. If maybe you wire the 50 and then maybe she puts the money for the rest of it just so the full amount is in our hands on wire, I could send you the stone and I could send it to you and you could hold on to it for a week, week and a half if you need. And if ultimately we decide to not go that route, obviously we would just wire the money back to you. But I'm pretty confident that when she sees the stone, that's the one. She's going to pick it anyway. But if for whatever reason she wants to end up going with a 4-carat oval instead, we would just essentially wire you the money back, and then you would wire us the oval price, whatever that ends up being.
Okay. So since I'm not willing to just willy-nilly give out my social, this cannot be sent to me on memo.
Well, it's just it's a liability because it's such a high value. If it was like a $10,000 stone, it wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
But
you know, my sister went through identity theft, so I don't put my social security on much.
Yeah, that's I totally understand. It's similar to like going to a car dealership, and like if we pretend like this is a car, like it'd be kind of a liability if I just loaned you a brand new Mercedes. Without anything, so it's kind of similar to that. Or, like, if you do anything with your bank, they require the social. Just for liability reasons, they brought up the social being blank on the forms. But I don't want to harp on negative. If we were to get this wire taken care of, it's in our hands, and I could send you the stone, and you could hold on to it for a week and a half if you need.
Okay.
Do you want to do that route? And if it didn't work out, of course, I would just wire it back.
No, I think the best route is going to be for her to just simply confirm the size on these labs.
Okay.
And then she's going to be like, oh my gosh, I love the radiant cut. Everything's perfect. Let's just get this one through RDI and just wire you the full
amount. Okay. Yeah, that works too. That absolutely works too.
And that will eliminate some fees. Headache time with banks and all that jazz.
Yeah.
She's gonna bite. She's licking.
I know she's gonna bite. She's nibbling at the hook. She's nibbling at the hook. All we gotta do is just one good little clamp on that hook and I'm pulling it, okay?
Right.
It's a done deal.
And I like it. Reel it in.
When do you when are you getting those the radiants in, those labs?
Monday, Tuesday.
Okay, what day is it today? Today's Thursday. I should be good. So do you think you can get her in that day to kind of to take a peek and kind of make a decision?
Yes, I told her to pencil in probably Monday, but potentially Tuesday just in case. I mean, Montana literally has the Pony Express when it hits the state border.
Yeah.
Everything slows down drastically, but I bet they'll be here tomorrow or Monday.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, just she's just feeling nervous that that stone might sell between now and when she actually bites.
Okay. Well, I've got it flagged. I've got it flagged for now, so it's not going anywhere. If somebody tries to send it, I'll fight them. Okay? So.
Yeah, well, you just push them off the boat. Tell them they're not invited to this fishing party.
Yeah, the fishing boat is only you, me, and the client. We're fishing for...
That's right. Small crew.
Yes, small crew.
Okay,
but yeah,
and
let's do that.
How many days can you have it flagged till?
Don't worry about it. I'll have it... If it's Monday or Tuesday, that's fine.
Awesome.
So ideally, so you get those the radiance in. She comes in to kind of take a look and kind of go over the design with it for you. She falls in love with it. You give me a call. We'll get the wire stuff taken care of, and then I'll have this diamond over to you. Okay.
That sounds awesome. And she decides to bite. Everything's all good. And then a week later, her and her husband get a divorce, and she wants to send it back. What does it look like for any return policy?
Hopefully that doesn't. How long have they been together?
I'm kidding. But,
okay.
But what is the return policy?
So it's lifetime lifetime trade 1-to-1.
Okay.
Lifetime trade 1-to-1. So an equal. Well, if she already pays you for it, I mean, yeah. As far as the diamond goes, you give me the 4-carat back, and I send you another one that's at least $1 more, and you just pay the difference.
So what is like, just in general, RDI's return policy. What is your return policy?
It's just the lifetime trade.
Okay, so there would be no money back. It's not returnable.
Well, we could buy back. That's a different conversation. But that's
okay.
A little bit, that's above. I don't really deal with, like, the buying and the sell. Like, I just do the selling. So as far as, like, the buying back or the returns, yeah, that's a different conversation with, I would need to have with somebody else. But don't think negative. They're not going to get negative. Or excuse me, they're not going to get divorced.
Using you, but I do need to know the exact return policies, just like any client would ask me my return policy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll, yeah, I mean, for the record, lifetime trade up if they ever wanted to exchange for a stone.
She knows that. I told her, wait till you want a 6-carat and we can trade it in, and she laughed.
Yeah. The return, honestly, I've never been asked that question. I've never had a stone get returned. I've had the lifetime trade-up utilized, so I'm actually working on it right now. I had a 2.5-carat princess that I sold to a gentleman back in December, and the client, for whatever reason, returned it to him. So I don't know if he gave the client his money back, but he's trading that back to me, and I'm swapping it out with a 2-carat round so you could have it in the stock.
Okay. So would the return policy maybe be on RDI's website?
I don't want to say anything incorrect, so I will get back to you on that.
Okay.
I will ask, and I'll let you know. I just don't want to, say the wrong thing, potentially.
Yeah, let's just find out so we know we got all of our, T's crossed and I's dotted, but I don't think in a million years she'll return it. I mean, I know her as a prominent business owner here in town and all the things, but just moving forward with all of the projects we're going to do together, making millions of dollars.
That's exactly what
I should
never
return. Yes. I should know the return policy.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want me to, like, fish around on RDI or call and talk to somebody else about what returns look like?
No, don't worry about it.
What do you think?
I'll get that answer on my end, and I'll reach out to you.
That sounds awesome. Okay, sweet.
And yeah,
I'll keep you posted when she bites.
She's gonna.
She's gonna. For sure.
Awesome. Yep.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Emery.
Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye.